In Acts 26, verse 19, "Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but declared first to those in Damascus and in Jerusalem and throughout all the region of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent, turn to God, and do works befitting repentance." Repentance is the Bible way of saying change. Repentance is a change of mind that results in a change of life. If someone says, "I repent," but they keep on sinning, well, they really haven't changed their mind. When people are doing things that are wrong, they must repent. Repentance is not just being sorry for past sins, although it includes sorrow. In 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10, listen, "Godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation." This passage shows that sorrow produces repentance, but is not repentance. When repentance has truly occurred, there is going to be a corresponding change in lifestyle. In Matthew 3, verse 1, "In those days John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" Verse 8, "Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance." Repentance then is a change of mind resulting in a change of living. We're talking about a change in habits. A habit is a way of living, a manner of life. God created us with the marvelous capacity to have what we call habits. This is when we do something for so long, it becomes part of us. Second nature is the expression we use to describe habits. Habits are hard to change for two reasons. First, we have grown comfortable doing them. We don't feel awkward or wooden while doing them. Second, habits have become an unconscious response. We don't have to think about it. We do them automatically. And that's why we use the expression second nature to describe habits. Habits are a great blessing. If God had not given us this ability, we would have to think consciously about everything that we do. I want to illustrate this by describing what happened when I learned how to drive a car. I began learning how to drive with a car that had a standard transmission. I had to remember what the three pedals on the floorboard were for. I had to remember to press in the clutch before shifting the gears. I had to remember to use my turn signals and don't shift before the engine reaches 3,000 RPMs. Watch the rearview mirror. Watch the side view mirrors. Watch for the blind spot. Watch for traffic signs. Watch the speedometer. Watch the fuel gauge. And all of this was overwhelming. When I first began driving, I was very stiff and wooden. I was slow and unsure of myself. Every action was conscious and unnatural. But driving has become a habit now. Now I can drive, turn on the radio, have a conversation all at the same time, and I'm not worried in the slightest that I'm going to miss fourth gear. How does driving or anything become second nature like this? How does it become a habit? By practice. Disciplined practice. You drive and drive until driving becomes part of you. You bat and catch and throw until it becomes part of you. And that's how godliness should be. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, the Bible says, "Exercise yourself toward godliness." That word exercise comes from a Greek verb, gymnazo. We get the English word gymnastics from it. You see, constant practice of godliness leads to a life of godliness. By constant practice, godliness becomes second nature with us, becomes a habit. And we can unconsciously respond in a godly way. We don't even have to think about it. It's just natural to be godly because we've practiced it. One commercial for Nike shoes goes like this. "To be a good baseball player, you catch and throw until your hand is more like leather than the glove. You practice batting until the pitching machine becomes jealous. You practice until your coach asks if he can go home. You do all of this so that someday if you hit a home run, people won't say you were lucky. They'll say you were good." Only practice can make us proficient at something. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, it's telling us to practice godliness until it becomes second nature with us, till we can do it without thinking about it. You can never achieve this level of performance with just half-hearted devotion. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14, the Bible says, "Solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil." There are three basic steps necessary for this permanent change or repentance. Number one, become aware of the sinful practice that has to be changed. That means a couple of things. First, become aware of what constitutes sinful practice. And number two, become aware of when you do these things. In 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, the Bible says, examine yourselves as to whether you're in the faith. Test yourselves. You see, this is difficult because a sinful practice has become natural or second nature to us sometimes. And we don't realize that we're doing it because it's done unconsciously and automatically. So become aware of the sinful practice that must be put off. Number two, discover the biblical alternative. In Ephesians 5, verse 17, therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Your automatic, unconscious, sinful response needs to be replaced with a scriptural alternative. And that brings up point number three, practice the new alternative. 1 Timothy 4, verse 7, exercise yourself toward godliness. Practice the biblical alternative until it becomes second nature to you, until you automatically, unconsciously respond like the Bible says, without even having to think about it. This is the only way to repent so that fruits of repentance follow. This is the only way to have a lasting change instead of a change that's temporary, like a New Year's resolution. In conclusion, I would encourage you not to give up too easily when trying to change your life. Some people give up just when they're on the brink of success. Many people want instant success. They want change without the daily struggle necessary to accomplish the change. Sometimes they quit when they're just on the brink of succeeding. Do you know that it usually takes about 3 weeks of daily effort to feel comfortable doing something new? And then it takes another 3 weeks for that practice to become part of your nature. So repentance is one of the most difficult steps of conversion. But as you can tell, it's very essential. In fact, Jesus said in Luke 13, verse 3, I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish.